Back in Lion Tree Camp, Santan rested for a day and then the next morning settled down at a camp table in the Mapani shade to fill in the claim forms. This was also monotonous and demanding work, for there were 416 claims to process, and every number had to be transposed from her notebook and then fitted into her sketch map of the valley. Abrahams had explained to her just how important this was, for each claim would be scrutinized by the government mining inspector and his surveyor, and a careless error could invalidate the entire property. It was another 5 days before she placed the last completed form on the pile and then bundled them into a brown paper package and sealed them with wax. "Dear Mr. Abrahams," she wrote, "please file the accompanying claims with the mining office in my name and deposit the claim deeds with the Standard Bank in Windhoek to the account over which you hold my power of attorney. I would be grateful if you could then make inquiry for the most eminent independent mining consultant available. Make a contract with him to survey and evaluate the property which is the subject of these claims, and send him to me here by return of the vehicle which brings you this letter. When the vehicle returns to me, please see that it is loaded with the stores I have listed below and pay for these from my account. One final favor. I would be most grateful if, without disclosing my whereabouts, you would be good enough to telegraph Colonel Garrick Courtney, a Tinnas Kraal, to make inquiry of my son Michel and my companion Anna Stock. Convey to all three of them my affection and duty, assure them of my good health, and my longing to see them again. To you my sincere thanks and good wishes, Santan de Thierry Courtney." She gave the package and letter to the driver of the lorry and set him on the track back to Windhoek. Because the track was by now well blazed and all the difficult places had been made good, the truck was back within 8 days. There was a tall, elderly gentleman sitting up beside the driver in the cab. "May I introduce myself, Mrs. Courtney? My name is Rupert Twentyman Jones." He looked more like an undertaker than a mining engineer. He even affected a black alpaca jacket with high collar and black string tie. His hair was dead black and sleeked down, but his sideburns were fluffy and white as cotton wool. His nose and the tops of his ears were eroded by rodent ulcers from the tropical sun, so that they looked as though mice had been nibbling at them. There were bags under his eyes, like those of a basset, and he wore the same lugubrious expression. "How do you do, Mr. Jones?" "Dr. Twentyman Jones," he corrected her mournfully. "Double barrel, as in shotgun. I have a letter for you from Mr. Abrahams." He handed it over like an eviction notice.
"Thank you, Dr. Twentyman Jones. Won't you take a cup of tea while I read it?"
"Please do not be misled by the man's sad mien," Abrahams assured her in the letter. "He was assistant to Dr. Marensky, who discovered the elevated diamond terraces of the Spiergebiet, and is now regularly consulted by the directors of De Beers Consolidated Mines. If further evidence of his standing is required, consider the fact that his fee for this contract is 1,200 guineas. I am assured by Colonel Courtney that both Mefro Stock and your son Michel are in astonishingly good health, and all of them send their loving wishes and hopes for your swift return. I am sending the stores you require, and after paying for these and settling Dr. Twentyman Jones' fee in advance, the balance standing to the credit of your account at the Standard Bank is £6.11.06. The deeds to your claims are safely deposited in the bank's strongrooms." Santan folded the letter carefully. Of her inheritance and the proceeds of the sale of Harney's diamond, there was a little over £6 remaining. She did not even have the price of a fare back to Tirnaskral unless she sold the vehicles. However, Twentyman Jones had been paid, and she could survive for 3 months longer on the stores she had in camp. She looked up at him, sitting on her camp chair sipping hot tea. 1,200 guineas, sir. You must be good. No, madam, he shook his head mournfully. I am, quite simply, the best.